Welcome to Eretz Pod, the official podcast of Yeshivat Eretz HaTzvi. We offer timely reflections on the Parsha and timeless Torah insights. Support for Eretz Pod comes from listeners like you. Thank you, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
This week's parasha, Parashat Vayechi, talks mostly, I would say, with the theme that runs through the parasha is brachot. The brachot that Yaakov gives his children before he dies. And yet, it's not the brachot that Yaakov gives to his sons that become famous and well-known in Jewish history as much as the brachot that he gives to his grandchildren. In the Aliyah of Sheini, we read that before he gives brachot to his children, he turns to his grandchildren, Ephraim and Menasheh, and gives them a blessing. And dafka, that blessing becomes very well known and famous, I would say even more famous than the brachot that he gives to his own children. We read in today's Aliyah, HaMalach HaGoel Oti Mikol Ra Yivarech Et Hanaharim V'Yikarev Behem Shmi V'Shem Avotai. Everyone knows it, not only because it's a song, but because it's a bracha that is given by many of us to our children. I'm sure you see it from your father, from your grandparents. Not only that, but in tomorrow's Aliyah, I'm sorry, I'm giving a little bit of spoiler alert here, but in tomorrow's Aliyah, we also mention another bracha that is associated with Ephraim and Asher. Part of the bracha that he gives his grandchildren is Yisimcha Elohim Ke'efayim V'chim Nasher. And when Rashi even points out that this bracha, as we know it today, is a common bracha, Habal Varechet Banav, Rashi points out that the minhag, when someone comes to give a blessing to his children, should be Yisimcha Elohim Ke'efayim V'chim Nasher. Those of you who have the minhag Friday night to get a bracha from your father, and you hear what they mumble, sometimes that's a mumble. That's a bracha. Yisimcha Elohim Ke'efayim V'chim Nasher. Amalach HaGoel Oti. And of course the question is, why are the brachot that we give to our children based upon the bracha that Yaakov gave to his grandchildren and not to his children? Why did the bracha to the grandchildren become more famous, more well-known? So I saw that Rav Neria, those of you maybe have heard of, some of you have heard of Rav Neria, the founder of Bnei Akiva movement. Many, many years ago, the Rosh Yeshiva Kfar Roeh. Rav Neria wrote something very beautiful, I think, about this idea, in which he explained that the difference between the sons of Yaakov and Ephraim and Menasheh were that Ephraim and Menasheh grew up in a very, very different surroundings than the sons of Yaakov. Ephraim and Menasheh grew up in Mitzrayim. They didn't grow up in Israel. They didn't go to yeshiva. They didn't go to Bnei Akiva. They really grew up in Chutz Arts, but in real Chutz Arts, without any Jewish, no Beit Chabad, nothing. There was nothing in Mitzrayim at the time when Menasheh and Ephraim grew up. And the only reason why Menasheh and Ephraim remained Menasheh and Ephraim is because Yosef decided, obviously, to give over the chinuch that he received from the house of Yaakov. The bracha that we give our children is not just something that we give from us to them in a direct way, but rather in a longer kind of an understanding that even when things are difficult, even when things are hard, and we expect our children to raise their children, even when it's far away, even when things are difficult and we don't have our homes around us that give us that warmth necessarily, but we expect, even in harsh conditions and difficult conditions, for the spirit of the Jewish home to continue from generation to generation. We give our children that bracha that they should also build homes in which they continue the spirit of the Jewish people, and wherever they go, they should be able to continue the beliefs and ideologies of Am Yisrael, wherever they might be in the world. Boker Tov, Yom Tov.
That concludes our podcast. Please consider supporting us. You can sponsor or dedicate a podcast by visiting our website at eretzpod.org. That's eretzpod.org. If you enjoy our content, leave us a good rating or a kind review on your podcast platform. It will help others to find us. We are so grateful for your support, and thank you for learning with us.